Today is Thursday, October the 15th, 2015. We're going to hear what Moshe Soloveitchik Shir on Parshas Noah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it would be very much appreciated if you did.
Make it on silence.
In case you don't know, we're milking tonight. I know you don't know that.
Iris, my cousin.
And just want to, you know, mention once again, thank you very much for setting up the synagogue for us, whoever did it. We appreciate it. I appreciate the help from certain people to set up when I get here. It's a very, very nice thing to do. And some people asked about plates and plasticware and cups, and the answer is yes. If you get to Costco, pick up some big paper plates. We do need some plasticware, probably the forks and the knives.
And napkins are what we're short of.
And napkins as well. Yeah, so if you're anywhere near the area and you want to donate, please do so. We'll thank you publicly and privately. Anyway,
we'll take it. We'll use it.
We'll
utilize it.
Right. There's a couple of new people here tonight, and I ask you to please be very nice to these nice new people and introduce yourselves. Don't beat them up. You know, greet them and I want to wish everybody a. We're going to dive in Maariv after about 3 or 4 minutes after class tonight. So stick around, and I want to wish everybody a good Erev Shabbos and a good Shabbos.
Okay. Jaguar. All right. This week's sedra is Parshas Noach. The story of the Mabul is well known. The people sinned, led immoral lives, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, God said that his spirit couldn't stay with mankind, and as a result of that, he brought a flood to destroy all that was living, except for Noach. And then Noach comes out, God makes the bris, the covenant with him. And then Noach plants a vineyard, and he drinks somewhat excessively, and he becomes drunk, and he's without clothes. It's considered somewhat disgraceful, and then Chum, who was one of the Noach's sons, runs to tell his brothers about it, but he does it in such a way. In a sense, he's mocking and finding fault and disgracing Noach. It's not that he told them about a problem that we had, but and so then Torah says, "Vayikach Shem," and Shem took the Yafes and Yafes. Those are two other sons. And Rashi points out the word vayikach, took, is in the singular form. It should have been in the plural form. It should have said vayikchu, they took. But vayikach, why is that? So Rashi says that Shem, who, by the way, is the ancestor of Avraham Avinu. So Shem is the one who initiated it. He was, and Yafes went along with him. And they took clothes and they covered, they took a garment, he translates it, and they covered, they went walking backwards so they shouldn't see Noach in his nakedness, in the sense that they showed respect for their father, and they covered their father, and they did not see his nakedness. That's what the Torah tells us. Now, so Rashi says that because Shem was the active one, he was the one that initiated the process, so he was Zocha, he merited to get the mitzvah of tzitzis. L'kar Zochu Bonav L'talu Shel Tzitzis. His descendants, the Jewish people are his descendants, they merited to get the mitzvah of tzitzis. But there's a number of problems. First of all, and what did Yafes get? Yafes got kvura. He got burial. Some say burial in Eretz Yisrael, whatever it is, but it had to do with burial. That was what he merited. So we have to understand, why is it that Shem gets the mitzvah of tzitzis and Yafes gets burial? But there's another problem, and that problem is that later on in Parshas Lech Lecha, so there is the war between the four and the five kings. So, and then Avram goes and he saves Lot, and in the process he helps the king of Sodom. So the king of Sodom says Vayomer Melech Sodom El Avram, Tein li hanefesh, give me the souls, give me the people for rechush kachloch, and you take the rechush, the booty, the spoils, the possessions. Take the possessions for yourself. And so Avram says, no. He says, imichut v'atzroch now. I won't take anything from you. Not a thread nor a shoe strap. I won't take from you. Now, because you shouldn't say, Ani hasharti as Avraham. I made Avraham rich. Now, because he said that I'm not going to take a thread, his descendants and him got the mitzvah of tzitzis. So, in other words, we have two things that took place, that the mitzvah of tzitzis was considered the reward. First of all, for Shem. Shem, in covering up Noach, so he merited to get the mitzvah of tzitzis. And then, later on, the Medrash tells us, the descendants of Shem, the Jewish people, got it because of Avram. There seems to be a certain contradiction. There seems to be a certain contradiction here. Now, in regard to the first question, my uncle gave a certain explanation. I touched on this last year, but I have some new thoughts on it. My uncle suggested, he said, The mitzvah of tzitzis has the white strands and the blue strands. That's the tchelis. Okay, whether we have tchelis today, we don't have tchelis, a little bit of a controversial issue. But whatever it is, so what is tchelis? So our sages tell us, tchelis doma liyam, yam doma lirikia. The tchelis looks like the sea, and the sea looks like the sky, well, for a very simple reason, because it's a reflection. And the sky looks like the Kisei HaKavod, reminds us of the Kisei HaKavod. My uncle suggested that the reason that Shem merited to get the mitzvah of tzitzis, in other words, he says, what is it that led Canaan? What is it that led Canaan to talk against his father? My uncle said that there is a certain tendency to try to blame parents for everything, and to find fault, blame or find fault. We can see the age of the group of people here. Anyway, so to find fault, I actually find fault with their parents, and that was why did Canaan? Not why? Excuse me. Why did Ham? See Arva Soved Vayage L'Shteyachon Bachutz, and he immediately ran out to tell. He wanted to talk against his father. He wanted to talk against his father. Shem, on the other hand, his respect for his father emanated from the fact that the father was, so to say, a partner of God. We believe that our sages tell us, Hishru HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kvodo im kavod av imo. God equated the kavod, the regard, the respect that we have for, that we have to show him with the respect that we have to show parents. Kabedas of Yichavesi Mecha. And that's probably based, my uncle doesn't go into that, because our sages tell us that parents are partners of God in producing the child. So they recognize, so when Shem, why did Shem act in the manner that he did? It's because he identified his father with the partnership that existed between his father and God. And that's why he got the mitzvah of tzitzis, because the mitzvah of tzitzis is identified with the tchelis, represents, reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, then my uncle said, "What about the Cham? I mean Yafes. Now Yafes is the father of Greece." So my uncle said that Yafes, you know, the Greek, were very interested in appearance, aesthetics. Why did he come along? He wasn't initially moved. But why did he participate? He participated because he thought it wasn't becoming. He considered degrading. Now, but at least the students that wrote over this speech, they didn't finish it. The way I understand it is that in a sense, and the neshama, according to most opinions, the Rambam disagrees in Moreh Nevuchim, but according to most opinions, the Ramban and all the Mekubalim, the neshama is a chelek elokai mimal. That's the godliness in man. And there's a difference between aesthetics and tznius. Tznius is called modesty. In other words, modesty is the idea recognizing that we're always before God. We're always before God. When Adam and Chava, when God appears to them, they hide behind bushes. Because, in other words, a modesty emanates from the fact that a person is constantly in front of God. It's very interesting, the expression of the Rambam, Tzniyus gadol noagim talmidei chachamim. Talmidei chachamim have special tzniyus. What was the tzniyus? Shemechasinus rosham, that they cover their head. So the covering of the head is identified with tznius. And what's the purpose of covering of the head? The covering of the head is to show regard, recognition that you're standing before God. That's brought down. So that you're constantly before God. Not discussing the question whether it's a halach or a minhag, but the Talmidei Chachamim used to cover their head. Why? Because they had this sense that they're constantly standing before God. Tznius emanates. My father would always say, he says, tznius is translated modesty. Modesty, and it has a double meaning in English. We say if somebody covers themselves, they're modest. And modesty also means that you're not, you don't think so highly of yourself. You know, you're not arrogant. Humble. And my father said, "What's true in English is true in Hebrew also." Tznius, you could dress yourself up and cover yourself with 10 covers, but it could be a lack of humbleness in that also. Tznius, the covering oneself up, is an external manifestation of an internal approach that a person has to have. That's what tznius is. And why is that? That is because I recognize I'm standing before God. If a person recognizes a person recognizes that they're standing before God, so who can think highly of themselves? The only one that can think highly of themselves when they stand before God is Bilam. But Yafes, it didn't have anything to do with God. Now, and the truth of the matter is, and when the first time I read what my uncle said, I had a lot of trouble with it. Because you look at Greek statues that they dig up, it's complete nakedness. So what do you say? He was revulsed. He didn't like it because it was not aesthetic. Because the Greeks were. The answer is, it's not so much the nakedness. It's the body. But when the body is in a state of drunkenness, that doesn't give regard for the body. That's why he was upset. If the person is in a sports arena, so then on the contrary, from a Greek perspective, that would be okay. But when a person is in a state of drunkenness, so that does not give regard for the body. And I think that's, we could explain what my uncle said. I'm going to explain it in other ways, but we can explain what my uncle said along these lines. In other words, that it was only concern for the body. When it's only concern for the body, respect for the body, that's what burial is. When the body is separated from the soul, when the godliness is removed. It has nothing to do with constantly being in contact with God. It's just regard. So Yafes gets burial. Now, however, I want to suggest something else. And it's based on a halachic thought. Now, we know that when we wear a talis, we make a bracha l'satek betzitzis. You make a bracha of l'satek betzitzis. L'satek is to wrap oneself up with tzitzis. But when you put a talis cotton, so you say al mitzvah tzitzis. Now, the question is why? Why is it that way? So, the Rambam gives an explanation, and it's kind of, I don't want to keep people too late, so I'm not going to go into the Rambam. But, right now. But some of the other Rishonim, they don't discuss that question. But my uncle tried to read this into the Rambam. I really don't believe that's what the Rambam says. But the thought that my uncle said could explain a number of Rishonim. There's a whole dispute whether one fulfills the mitzvah of tzitzis with a talis cotton, with the poncho tzitzis. So whether one fulfills the mitzvah, because there are those who say you have to. I'm dating myself, huh? Anyway, okay. So there are those that say that the tzitzis has the talis has to be of such nature that you cover yourself with it around. That's why when people first put on the talis, they cover themselves with the talis. It's interesting. My uncle, you know, most people put the talis over their shoulder. Put their talis, the two front corners over their shoulder. My uncle wouldn't wear his talis that way. My uncle wore, even when he didn't cover his head with the talis, he would wear the talis around him like this, not over the shoulder, but around the shoulders. I assume that was part of the reason. Okay. But in any case, so, and when we put on the talis, we cover ourselves with the talis, because, first of all, according to many opinions, need ituf. The question is, and according to some opinions, if you use a talis cotton, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. However, there are some Rishonim that say that if a person, that he says, you don't have the complete mitzvah if you wear the talis, that's the talis cotton, the tzitzis. But you only have the complete mitzvah when you wear the talis, the full talis. So the question is, why? But they say you do have some sort of mitzvah. How are we to explain that? Do you fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, or you don't fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis? So my uncle said that there are really two separate mitzvahs of tzitzis. One mitzvah of tzitzis is, and we say in the parsha of Vayomer, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Dabar al bnei Yisrael, Mar kaleim v'sulahem tzitzis, al kan v'big dayem, v'dorosam nasnu al tzitzis, hakon v'sul tchelis, v'hilachem l'tzitzis, you know that. Okay, so that's one parsha. But then, in Parshas Kisetze, the Torah says, "Dilim taselach al arbe kanfek suscha." In other words, there's another pasuk that talks attaching strings to the four corners of your garment. My uncle said those two parshias in the Torah represent two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah is what we say in Shema, Vayomer Hashem Moshe. There it's a mitzvah of wrapping oneself with the tzitzis. Now, my uncle explained like this. He said there is a disagreement in the Gemara. We don't paskin that way, but there is an opinion in the Gemara that, let's say, you have your clothes in the drawer. In the drawer, you're not wearing it. Shmuel's opinion is, if it's a four-corner garment, it requires tzitzis while it's in the drawer. We don't pask in that way. But if you have a four-corner garment, a garment that you sometimes wear, even when you don't wear it, it is required to have tzitzis. We don't pask in it. We say only when you wear it. But my uncle said there are two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah is wrapping yourself with the talus with the tzitzis. But then, dilan tasa, you should put fringes on your clothes. There, it's not a halacha that you have to wear tzitzis. It's a halacha that your clothes need tzitzis on it. But it's not, we paskin, it's not considered clothes unless you're wearing it. In other words, the mitzvah is not fulfilled through the wearing. The wearing makes it into clothes. And clothes require tzitzis. And the other mitzvah is a mitzvah of wearing it. Of wearing it. That's, so my uncle said, when it comes to lehisatek, where the mitzvah is a mitzvah of wearing, it's an active mitzvah. It's not an objective mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do something to an object. Let's say, having a mezuzah on your door. The mitzvah is not fulfilled by an action. You need to put it on. That's the only action. But the mitzvah is with the mezuzah being there. So, however, you take a lulav and esrog, there the mitzvah is in action. You shake the lulav. So tzitzis, there are two such mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah of wearing it. And that mitzvah of wearing, you fulfill when you cover yourself. If it's clothes that you cover yourself with. The act of wearing it. But then there's another mitzvah, dilan pasalach, of attaching tzitzis to clothes, but it's only considered clothes when you wear it. When you don't consider, when you're not wearing it, it's rags. Expensive rags. Okay, but it's rags. So there are two separate mitzvahs. So my uncle said, lehisatev, lit, two, talks about an action. So when do you make the bracha l'sateik? Where the mitzvah involves an action. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvoso b'tzivanu, that you sanctified us and commanded us l'sateik, to wrap ourselves. There it talks about the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. But then there's a separate mitzvah, dilan pasalach, having tzitzis on your clothes. There, the fact that you don't wrap that type of clothes, for that mitzvah you can fulfill anyway. That's what my uncle said. Now, what does the Torah say here? Torah says here that who initiated it? In other words, we have two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is an active mitzvah. It's an action. The other mitzvah is passive. It's that your clothes require to have. It's not a question of wearing it. So, what I want to suggest is Shem, Rashi tells us, Shem initiated. And Yafes, the Medrash says, he listened to Shem. But who took the action? Who initiated the process? The one who initiated the process was Shem. The mitzvah of tzitzis, the active mitzvah of tzitzis, Shem got covering oneself, the action of covering oneself. That Shem got because Shem was active. Yafes just went along with him. We have two concepts. We have Chefetz and Gavra. My uncle, my father always talk. A person is active. But a person can make himself into an object. If a person just sits there and is thrown down a hill, he becomes an object. A person walking up a hill, that's active. A person can be a person, and a person could be an object. Shem demonstrated that he was a person, he didn't just go along with it. People who take initiative, they're gavras. people just go along their chefzes to a large degree. Others lead the way for them. When a person is dead, a person becomes a chefzer. The ultimate chefzer is when a person is dead. So Shem got the mitzvah of tzitzis because he wasn't a chefzer, he wasn't an object. He took the initiative. But Yafes went along with him. He was like an object. Because of that, he got the mitzvah burial. By the king of Sdom, the king of Sdom said, "Harechush kachloch, you take the rechush." Avram there did not take action. He didn't take it because of that. They got the mitzvah of talis katan, which is not grounded in action. So it's grounded in the clothes that we wear. Avram didn't take their clothes. He used clothes that are identified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was his reward. So this is the answer. Why do I bring all this up? Why wasn't I satisfied with my uncle's answer? Because everybody knows what's going on in Israel today. Everybody knows what's going on in Israel. What does the United States want from Israel? The United States wants Israel to be passive. To be like a stone. Not to take any action. And, you know, at first I was attributing it completely to anti-Semitism. I'm not denying that that's possible. But today, I really think that that's Obama even in the United States. The man believes that the United States, forget about Israel, the United States shouldn't take action. The man believes that there shouldn't be any gavras, no persons. Everybody has to be an object. They're complaining that Israel, of course, they recognize Israel's right to defend itself, but they're overdoing it. They're overdoing it. What's the explanation? The explanation is, well, a lot more Arabs are getting killed than Israel. So in other words, what you have to do is, you have to keep a tally. How many Arabs have been killed so far? And if there was more Jews, if more Arabs had been killed, and an Arab comes to shoot me, I can't shoot back. Right? Because everything has to be equal. And what's going on with the police? A policeman, after all, you got to admit, a lot more criminals get killed in the process of crimes being committed than policemen, right? So why don't we, and I think they're trying to push that also. We have to make everything equal. Policemen shouldn't shoot back. Because it's not fair. It's different, a different amount. But what's the idea? The idea is they don't want the Jewish people, they don't want Israel, and they don't even want themselves to take the initiative. We have to defend ourselves. Initiative, I don't mean, I'm not even talking about preemptive action. That also is true. You know, the question is, if somebody had the ability to prevent Hitler from attacking Poland, then World War II wouldn't break out. So should he have done it or not? Those who say you can't take preemptive action, so... In other words, the whole issue here is Gavra versus Chavtza. That's the whole issue. And that's what the two mitzvahs of tzitzis represent. The concept, even as a chefzer, we can be dedicated to God. But it's not enough to be a chefzer. A person has to be a gavra. A person has to be able to take the initiative. And we have to do this religiously. There are times, there is a mitzvah of talis katan also. But we can't be, that's not the full mitzvah. The full mitzvah is the act of taking the action, having initiative. And we have to know this in all areas of life. There are times, perhaps, where we have to be chepzis. But for the most part, we have to be gavis.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask everybody to please table as best as you can. And make sure that the garbage is put in garbage bags and kind of like make it neat over there. And we're going to be davening Mara in about 3 minutes.